We got troubles? No? You sure? You got me confused. Let me start all over again. Yeah, good morning. Haynesfield won stakes at 2, 3, 4, and 5. He won 10 of his 19 starts at distances from 6.5 furlongs to 1.25. He won the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup at the direct expense of Blame. Blame sold a feat during his Eclipse Award year. He won the historic Grade 2 Suburban, and take a look at the list of those that won the Jockey Club Gold Cup and the Suburban. They went on to become outstanding sires. And Haynesfield has a superb pedigree. He's by Eclipse Award winner Sprightstown, who currently ranks 3rd on the sire list, 2nd by North American earnings, and he descends from a female family that's already given us dozens of major stakes winners, including 2 champions, 5 millionaires, and a Broodmare of the Year. Haynesfield retired with earnings of over $1,319,000 in his first foals arrived this year to rave reviews. Haynesfield, at Mr. and Mrs. Brer and C. Jones, Airdrie Stud, that's the home also of Flashy Bull. And yesterday, incidentally, Kenny McPeak took Flashy American, the 4-year-old filly from the first crop of Flashy Bull, down to Iowa. She's coming off a win, a really nice win at Churchill Downs on the 6th of June, and he won $100,000 Iowa Distaff Stakes. And Haynesfield, Flashy Bull stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. So see the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. We are here at the Thoroughbred Center. Beautiful day. Nice breeze coming in the windows here.
It's gorgeous.
Sunshiny day. Gorgeous day.
Gorgeous day.
One of those days that you're glad you woke up.
That's right. Well, I'm glad I wake up most days.
Yeah. Who was that? Who was that fellow with the dogs in his car?
I don't know. Trainer.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
The dogs.
Great, 4 great big huge dogs.
Yeah, I know. He needs a bigger car.
One of them was going to drive, looked like to me.
Yeah, he needs a bigger car. Well, what are we going to do today? Jack Steele's coming over. Jack, I've known Jack for a number of years now. Oh, I guess it goes back 25 years that I've known him. He's an old timer. I like to talk to the old timers. Used to ride races, and he's got some good stories about places where he used to ride. He's talking about places that I'm going to bring it out of him, you know. But one he mentioned, what made me think he'd be a pretty good interview, is riding at this little bull ring somewhere, and he says, before the races, they had to pull the tote board in with a pickup truck into the infield. I want to find out where that was. All righty. Well, anyway, Jack's going to come by about 11 o'clock. He's got a couple in training over in Barn 28 over there. I went over there to see him and bumped into Mike Cameron. And I said, where's Jack? I said, I think I'll ask him to come on the show. And he says, that ought to be something. He says, you ask Jack what time it is, and he tells you how to build a watch.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, fun.
Dr. Doug Byers is supposed to come by. So is Michael Blowen, as usual. They're running the Firecracker Handicap today down at Churchill, and we see who's going to win that. We'll call Steve Moody. Couldn't get old Steve last week. I think he went to sleep on us or something.
I don't know.
We're going to have to work out something with Steve where we can wake him up.
Buy him a new alarm clock.
Well, he probably listened to the show and went to sleep.
That could be.
Anyway, of course, we've got Jackie's announcements. Going to do some history, mate. I've been trying to get around to doing Dedicate and buy you a couple of champions from back in 57, 58, and see if I can't do something.
We've been on 57
For oh, I know. I just get distracted and go elsewhere.
I know.
That's the way it goes. If you want somebody in a rut, you're listening to the wrong show. We have had 39 winners from the Trinity Center this month. And with two more days of racing, no, what, tomorrow, they're 28. Oh, Jackie, happy birthday,
thanks,
by the way. Jackie's birthday.
Thank you.
And what's today's the 29th, tomorrow's the 30th. So we've got two more days of racing.
One of my old riding buddies, Peggy Manis, called me and wished me a happy birthday. That
was
nice.
I haven't seen Peggy and Jim in a long time. I'm down
in
Midway.
I told him, I said, you want to go out for lunch or dinner sometime? Call us. We'll meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss him.
Yeah, we had a good lunch at the other day. Somebody told at the Thoroughbred Restaurant. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
that's
hamburger.
In, what's that little shopping center?
Meadowthorpe. Meadowthorpe Shopping Center.
The old Meadowthorpe, not across the road.
Yeah. It's the old Thoroughbred record, too. They've got a menu in there that dates back to 1955, I think.
That's funny.
It used to be located across the street on East Main. It'd be West Main, wouldn't it? Yeah, West Main. Yeah, Meadowthorpe.
Yeah.
The old Thoroughbred restaurant. They used to have the Farm Managers Club used to meet there. And I used to go. This was back in the 60s that I was going. Ted Carr and Henry White and Ted Bates and, you know, all the old timers. And it was fun. Thoroughbred Club wasn't nearly as big then as it is now.
Well, now of course, everybody's a member, but who shows up and makes it look bigger? All the Kimmy kids.
Yeah.
But that's good because they have a lot of instructional things.
Yeah.
They have feet vets and reproductive vets.
Yeah, I always like to sit next to them. They got a bunch of cute little girls, so
we go sit
at the Kimmy table.
Yeah. I look real young sitting next to those kids, tell you what.
Well, anyway, getting back to the winners, let me see. Since last week's show, Matt Frazier won with another quarter horse. He took seven horses Thursday and Friday to run up at Indiana Downs. Seven quarter horses. He won three races, so that's pretty good. And he ran entries in a couple of them, so he beat himself a couple of times. But Matt's a good quarter horse trainer and a good thoroughbred trainer, but he's got most of his ammunition's in the quarter horse. Paul Garcia won one, so did Jim Rankin, good old Bourbon County boy. Alberta Davies won with ABC 123.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, Holly commented on that. What's the name of that other horse that she got so cleverly named?
Now you see him,
now you see him, now you don't.
That's cute.
Anyway, well, congratulations, Alberta. Wayne Mogie won one over at Indiana Downs. Scooter Hughes won one at Mountaineer. Rahi Strada worked a half mile this morning.
Good.
Here. And that's the old horse that's went over $1 million. Now he's 9 years old. He's won over $1 million for Scooter.
That's great.
Yeah. And not tough old horse, you know.
Yeah.
Stands out. He comes over here and stands in front of the clocker stand and he wants to stop and look. He stands and stands and stands. He was out here. I guess he stood here about 15 minutes this morning.
Oh, that's great.
Before they could finally get him going. Hey, he didn't want to go. Then he went on work.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, at Churchill Downs on Thursday, Tanya Bomitas won one. And then last night in Indiana Downs, Tanya won another one. And Tanya is one of the old, that Bomitas name is an old racetrack name, boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
You got somebody who wants to work one out there?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Don't think so.
Don't think so. Okay, well, let me take a break and we'll get back to what we're going to do. Let's see where we are here. Oh, yeah. The first foals by Stroll since his return to the USA, because he went to Europe, are two-year-olds. And, man, they have really come out running. Through last weekend, he had five two-year-old starters. All five started in maiden specials. Three have won and two have placed. So they're all five of them, one and two. South Sound won first time out at Hollywood Park. Tuscan Getaway won her second time out. That was at Delaware last Saturday. Shake and Sugar won her first time out at Prairie Meadows. Manels in three starts has placed in two. She's got 2 seconds and a third, 2 seconds at Churchill, and a third at Keeneland. Skylander Girl ran second in her first start up at Woodbine. So once again, all five have won or placed in maiden specials. So prior to his departure to Europe, Stroll, of course, had sired a champion filly up in Canada in his first crop, a graded stakes winner out of Keeneland, plus stakes winners at Louisiana Downs, two more stakes winners in Canada, and he has a 2013 stakes winner in Europe. So after all that run, they brought him back. So he stands over Claiborne Farm, and he's a grade one stakes winner. He's by Pulpit. And just give Bernie Sams a call over at Claiborne Farm and ask him. And the website is ClaibornFarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, has been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, through last weekend, five of the leading 25 sires in North America by North American earnings were based at Windstar Farm. The five were Spitestown, Harlan's Holiday, More Than Ready, Distorted Humor, and Tis Now. Heading the list is Eclipse Award winner Spitestown, with the earnings of more than $5,480,000 this year. He's a sire of 16 stakes horses already this year, and eight of the 16 have won a place in graded stakes. His most recent stakes winners are Burbine, winner of the Roxalana Stakes at Churchill Downs last Saturday, and then yesterday at Belmont Park, the winner of the Gone Fishing Stakes was by, what is her name, Weekend Holiday. She also is by Spitestown now. Burbine earlier this year won the Breakthrough Stakes up at Aqueduct, followed by second in the Grade 1 Humana Distaff at Churchill. Other 2013 stakes winners by Spitestown include Ronaldo the Wizard, winner of two graded stakes in Dubai, including the Group 1 Golden Shaheen, Fast Bullet, winner of the Grade 2 True North, Dance to Bristol, winner of three stakes this year, among them the Grade 3 Bitter Roses, Essence Hitman, champion sprinter in Canada in 2012 and 2011, and again, he's won the Jacques Cartier Stakes this year. Munning Sisters won back-to-back stakes at Belmont. Lighthouse Bay took the Jostle Stakes at Park and placed in the Miss Preakness Stakes at Pimlico. She goes in stakes today. You'll find Yearlings by Spitestown and the other Windstar stands at the major auctions. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, Chance Timms. See the website, windstarfarm.com. All right, Jackie, you want to do some announcements? I'm waiting for Doc and Michael to show up.
I got an announcement. You left the house this morning, and your puppy went into mourning, wouldn't talk to anybody, got on the couch first, hit his head. Then he went over to under your chair in the kitchen, under your seat in the kitchen, and stayed there.
Yeah.
Well, so, what am I? I mean, he's pitiful. I should have brought him.
Should I bring him with me? Yeah, that would be something. This is a Cocker Spaniel that we rescued. He came from the dog pound down at in Cynthiana. Spaniel Boone is his name. And
he's a wonderful dog.
Yeah, he really is. He's got good taste in people, too.
He's hilarious. He is the funniest dog. Last night, he's running around chasing lightning bugs, which is funny because they light up and he tears off across them and they go dark. And when he gets to them, he bites them, eats them, opens his mouth and womps down on them and then, you know, I mean, He's a funny dog.
I said he's got good taste in people, but he may not be the brightest dog in the world.
I don't know about that bug thing.
He's a lot of fun, though.
He is fun. All right. Horse Aid Live is a combined test and a dressage show sanctioned by the MSEDA and KDA. I say those real quick. MSEDA, Mid-South Eventing and Dressage Association, and KDA, the Kentucky Dressage Association. It's Saturday, August 3rd. It's at Masterson. Oh, we're so lucky to have Masterson. It's just a great place to just go ride. It's a fun schooling show. Coats and braidings not required. And new this year, they have a preliminary combined test division and a gated horse dressage class. And they got a food truck. I'm for the food truck. HorseAidLive.org. If you... I ride the stools at the food truck. That'll be my what I do. Kentucky Equine Humane Society. Hats off day. Hats off, Kentucky. It's July 27th. What this is, they get people to donate, and they have hats. They have horse farm hats, just businesses around here. It's free to get in, and you get a hat. Free. And last year, they ran out after 30 minutes. So they don't want to do that this year. Their number is 881-5849. And a lot of our sponsors are helping them. Ashford, Coolmore, Adena Springs. Let's see. I saw some other people. And Judmont. They help everybody. Horse Park Foundation. Just Shadwell, all those kind, Windstar, those kind of people. Very nice. Sunday, July 14th is Celebrity Team Penning at the Kentucky Horse Park. This is funny. The we went to this. They have a herd of cattle, small bunch, young cows. They may be calves. I don't know if they're yearlings, maybe, probably. I don't know. Anyway, they put these celebrities on horses, and they go out, and they're supposed to pick one out and take it all the way down from away from its herd, which makes it really hard. And they take them all the way down the other end of the arena. They have to go into a special pen. Well, obviously, the person's going to win who figures out you got to do two or three at a time, right? So, anyway, it's $10 general admission. If you want a table, it's $75. 5 o'clock cocktails. 7 o'clock, the battle in the saddle. Now, listen who's going to do it. Patty Cooksey. Of course, everybody knows who Patty Cooksey is. Calvin Burrell, of course, jockey. Kevin Huber, punter for the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I'm sure he's real good at this. Derek Braun, Grand Prix rider. Well, that's kind of, he owns Split Rock out here on Bryant Station. Buck Davidson, international event rider. Pat Day, and the trainer of Wise Dan, Charlie Lopresti. Chris McCarron. Now, here's this Sam Shepard. Of course, the movie star, and the guy that never misses a trick, Mark Stoops, head football coach at UK. Isn't that funny? That just sounds like a hoot. I thought that this benefited Horse Park Foundation, maybe? I don't know, but it's more fun. You will really enjoy yourself, I promise. If you want more information, 255-5727. Hey, Michael, where's Doc? Is he parking the car?
He's right behind you.
Okay,
he's
I'm through.
We can get back to you.
Okay, yeah, you can get back to me.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good.
What a day. Is this a great day or what?
Great.
It's beautiful. Woke up this morning, there was a giant bus in the driveway that we didn't expect.
A giant bus?
Bus. A load of nice people from Southern Sunshine Tours.
Oh, I thought you said bus for a minute. Maybe some Hollywood starlet came by.
No, BUS.
Okay.
Yeah, that takes a while.
You ever see that movie, The Big Bus? It's one of the funniest movies ever made. It's a parody of disaster movies. But a nuclear powered bus that's going from coast to coast. I mean, I guess you had to be there. Anyway,
I'm glad I wasn't.
The bus arrived. I have to thank our friend Matt Howard.
What'd Matt do now?
He delivered some hay to us for free.
Matt is in Kansas and Oklahoma right now. David gave you some more hay. Well,
that's really nice. And Tony Ocampo, you know him? Rose Hill Farm over behind Keeneland?
No.
He's really a nice guy. He called one day and he goes, I bought a new horse band and I've got an old horse band here if you want it. We went and got it. It's beautiful.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He didn't trade it in or anything, just gave it to
him? No, just gave it to
him. How many horses?
Wow. That's
three.
Three horse band?
Mm-hmm.
Slant load? That's even nicer.
It's a slant load?
Wow. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice. In fact, Diane threatened to move into it last week. She
said, you got a place to move
this
out.
This truck is less messy than our house. So I get out. And then last night we had a bunch of bicyclists. We had about a couple hundred bicyclists come to the farm for a party.
Yeah. Those guys scared
that
me.
That was fun.
They get out on these little country roads.
I know.
You can't get by them.
I know. It's a tough
It's
marriage,
scary. I wouldn't do that. I mean, you know.
Well, you know, can we? I'm just talking about the party here. I'm not talking about whether they should, you know. My friend Dr. Byers isn't a fan either. I love
it. Way to go, Doc.
They're fabulous. They donated $500.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's.
Pedal their little way anywhere they want.
Exactly. Jackie. See, Jackie's a smart one in this group. Not that they didn't already know that.
If they didn't hear that off mic, she says they can pedal it a little way anywhere they want.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that was a really, really good time, and they had good food. We got to have food.
But where was the bus came from? Where did it come from?
Georgia.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they were lost.
They were having a good time. Well, they came with bluegrass tours. Got a lot of people coming today and tomorrow. You know, it's really nice with this nice weather, getting a lot more visitors.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Does our friend Tim still do the tours out there? He does them here now.
Does he?
Yeah. Didn't you know that?
Tim Wilson?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
He does a good job.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, he knows
what he's talking about. He's a trainer. He's been around. He knows what's going on. He's very articulate. He's funny. And he's a good entertainer, too.
Yeah.
But I should also say, we just got donated to Old Friends. Could I have your attention back there in the back of the room for a second? I have a big announcement to make. This is important.
All right.
Sit down, everybody. Everybody be quiet now. Whole audience. That's Jackie, Ressy, and Holly.
Yes. Well, last. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Please.
Yeah.
It's worth paying the extra money for those front row seats, isn't it?
She's in the lazy. She's in the lazy boy. Believe it or not, we have a lazy boy in the clocker stand.
It is fabulous.
And Holly sleeps in it all the time.
You know, we got to sell tickets so those people can look at what this looks like. You know what I mean? Anyway, it's a good thing it's not televised. We got this great item donated to us. As everybody knows, Frankel, the greatest horse in the world, he won the Sussex Stakes last year and beat the horse. And I can't remember the horse. The horse had beaten Goldakova. Really nice horse. They both went off at 11-5, and Frankel went right by him. Anyways, the Sussex Stakes. And his jockey donated his saddle cloth to us from Frankel's victory.
But that's on eBay right now.
Well, no, we're going to auction off at a big party up in New York at the Saratoga Polo Club. But listen to this. It's not just the saddle cloth.
You have to dress up.
Business casual. Oh. In this case, we're business casual.
That's dressing up.
But anyway, it's signed by the jockey. It's signed by Prince Khalid Abdullah, and it's also signed by it was one of the last things signed by Henry Cecil just before he died.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's going to be quite the deal.
Yeah, it will be.
Yep. So that's great, and we really appreciate the donation because it's going to be really nice. And that's going to be a good party. If you're in Saratoga, it's on July the 20th at the Polo Club. Tickets are cheap. They're like $50 or $75.
You're going up?
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go up for a couple days, beat the drum.
He won't have fun. $50, though. He'll find some way.
Somebody will get it.
He's giving away all my secrets.
Yeah. It's no secret anymore.
Oh, hey, you didn't write your name on your racing form.
What was that?
Possession is 90% of the law, and I have it now.
You can have it. Go ahead. I've read it.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead. Take it.
Hey, I have
Are
to.
Are you going? Do you need it?
No.
You don't need
I
it?
I already have one.
Oh.
Okay. I bought one today.
All right.
I bought Saturdays and Sundays.
You can take it out and sell
it. Have you got Sundays with you?
No.
Mine didn't come.
We'll have to register a little complaint. Hey, my loser of the week finished third last time, and the trifecta came back over $100. I just want people to know that. With the favorite, I said, play Rosie's, of course, on top, because Rosie used to ride Cora Mesa. Cora Mesa came in third.
Yeah.
Trifecta came back for $1 over $100.
Well, that's not bad.
No.
Nah.
You got to get credit for your losers.
Yeah, he never mentions the
losers that win.
That's
the only way I can lose if they win.
The losers that he doesn't collect on. That's right. The losers that lose, too. Losers.
Yeah, the ones that really lose.
Yeah.
The big losers. I just want the moderate losers.
All right, let me go to some commercials and we'll get Doc on, see what he's got to say this morning.
Close hatches. You're going to write about, what a race she ran.
Oh, I tell you what.
Oh,
yeah.
Very, very nice.
Tickles me. That's from the first crop by that horse, too, you know.
I got
of course, she's by First Defense, and Garrett is one of my. I really, really like Garrett. And Garrett, he's done so much since he got over here. You know?
Yeah.
Founded Kima. And, yeah, you know, I mean.
Yeah, he's fabulous. Comes and sees the horse. He's been to Old Friends.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
we got some Judmont silks. They made a donation. It's nice.
Yeah, he was up there for the race too.
I'll bet he was.
Yeah. Well, anyway, well, Close Hatches, winner of the Classic Grade One $300,000 Mother Goose Stakes at Belmont, is a 3-year-old filly in the first crop by First Fence. Close Hatches won the Mother Goose to, quote, the official charter of the race, under Mile Hand urging, to finish 7 1/4 lengths in front of Dreaming of Julia. Grade one winning daughter of AP Indy. Second in the 1 mile grade one Acorn Stakes in a previous start. Close Hatches won her first three starts, including the grade two Gazelle Stakes. Won that by 3 1/4 lengths at the direct expense of Kentucky Oaks winner Princess of Silmar. Close Hatches has accumulated earnings now of $451,300. And she's one of two graded stakes winners from the first crop by First Defense. His Dundonnell is one. The Group 3 Acorn Stakes, the Charles II Stakes, won that this year, and placed in the Group 2 Champagne and the Group 3 Craven Stakes, all in Great Britain. And in his only start in the USA, he finished 4th in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Stakes. So, First Defense is now sired a classic winner in his first crop, and he is receiving strong support at stud. Among the 121 mares booked to him this year was Rising Tornado, the dam of Close Hatches. So for more information, contact Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, he's still batting 1,000. The first two starters from the first crop by Einstein are winners. June 24, Delaware. The Theory of Relativity broke his maiden in his career debut, going 4 1/2 furlongs, a near record time of 32 4. He won by 5 3/4 lengths under, to quote the chart, a brisk hand ride. The first starter from the first crop by Einstein was the fleet filly E equals MC squared. She ran 4th in her first start after stumbling at the start in a maiden special at Hollywood Park. Then a connection sent her over to Long Star, where she won by 8 lengths, also going 4 1/2 furlongs. Now, we all know that Einstein won the Grade 1 Santa Anita Handicap, going 1 1/4, and then he also twice won Grade 1 Stakes, going 1 3/8. In fact, although he was tough at any distance, the further he ran, the tougher he got. So the fact that his first two starters both won going 4 1/2 furlongs as 2-year-olds is a real eye-opener. Just remember that Einstein won 5 grade 1 stakes, 1 graded stakes on dirt, grass, synthetic, recorded 9 triple-digit buyers, and retired sound with earnings of nearly $3 million. Then keep your eye on the winner's circle for more runners by Einstein. Stands at Adena Springs. Inquiries to Eric Hamelback. His number, 859-987-1798. And see the website at adenastallions.com. All righty. Einstein's one of your favorite horses, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's what.
Absolutely gorgeous.
I've yet to see that horse. I need to go over and take
a field trip. I'll bring the beer.
All right.
But we won't
you'll
open it in the car.
Come over with a beer, and right. I'll drive.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and we'll go see Einstein.
That'll be great.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
This ain't going to happen.
Why not? When do you want to go?
Doc, you want to go look at Einstein?
Yep. I've seen him before.
Oh, even I figured you did.
Hillcrest.
When he was at Hillcrest?
Yeah, he got laid up for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you went to see him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Thorpe looked at him.
Uh-oh. So,
yeah.
Dr. Thorpe. Well, I love Dr. Thorpe.
Oh, I know.
Paul?
Yeah.
I'd love to get him on the show, but he'd never do that.
He might fool you.
Oh.
You know.
He's getting a little older. Maybe.
I tried to get Johnny Griggs on, too. He just laughed at me. Well, Doc, what's going on this morning? What are you piddling around with today?
Well, a couple of things. One, I was going to talk about one of your former guests that was here, with Dr. Divers.
Okay.
From Cornell.
Yeah.
And I said
Columbia. Start with a C, what the hell?
It's in New York.
So much I know about Ivy League, although yeah. we've got a kid that graduated from my Ivy League school. But it wasn't either one of those two. Jackie said they weren't in the Ivy League. Yes, they are. I know Cornell.
Cornell is, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Columbia.
In Columbia?
Columbia's too.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I know that because I used to live next to Harvard Stadium, and I used to go to the games because
it was there.
Because it was practically free.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly.
It hadn't changed anything.
It wasn't exactly a conduit to the National Football League. Yeah. Although Tommy Lee Jones went there. Football. Okay. Tommy Lee Jones, the actor.
Oh.
Never heard of him. That's all right. He's never heard of me. Go ahead, Doc. Well, I'm sorry we interrupted you.
Yeah. Is there somebody else in the room?
I'm just going to revisit lower motor neuron disease, which is something that Divers and a guy named John Cummins, who has passed away, figured out. Was a vitamin E deficiency.
Jackie, do I take vitamin E?
Yes.
Yeah, she says. Yeah. I take every vitamin known to man. Everything but K. Go ahead.
Why not K?
Well,
blood clotter.
They found horses that were living in stables, mostly in Europe, some here, but mostly in Europe, that would be shaking and quivering. Mm-hmm. Their muscles would fasciculate. So they looked at it and they said, well, you know, all of these horses are kept in a barn. And outside horses didn't have it. So it had to be something to do with the grass. So, or lack of it. Yeah. Yeah, and the they figured out that the hay that they would put up for the winter was low in vitamin E, and the reason it would be low is that it doesn't stay around. Mm-hmm. It's labile. So they had low vitamin E levels, and they started looking at the blood work. And they found, sure enough, they were low. And then they supplement them, which they still do today, with all the vitamin E they can supply those animals. And so many of them improved. A lot of them didn't. They would get weak, and their muscles would quiver or shake, and they would lose some muscling, and so it wouldn't regenerate. So the motor neurons would atrophy those areas. So, but they put them on vitamin E. And the thing that happened is that you'll notice that the feed companies said, you know, here's your vitamin E. They didn't have it in there either before they got the recommendation. So, and Tom has just been a great contributor to the horse industry, mm-hmm. and so we're lucky to have him around. Which brings me to the spotlight of the next special person, and that is Dr. Stu Burns.
Yeah, good old Stuart.
Yeah, and so he and Dr. Thorpe and I went out to a talk that he prepared, where he had been working on the cause of the caterpillar problem. He'd been working on that for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, he got snubbed a little bit by the powers to be, and he presented all of this stuff. And, you know, what, right or wrong, he was tenacious and got ideas out there, and some of his ideas, the powers to be blew them off. So, Dr. Thorpe and I said, we need to get, right or wrong, we need to have those kind of people with their ideas that are out there in a room for a lot of people to visit.
Yeah, right.
The possibility. So he had just tons of information that he's worked on the caterpillar thing. And so it just needs to be revisited and need to get some people to maybe get a mini symposium put together and get a lot of people to take some renewed interest. And
he's a nice guy.
He's a great guy.
It's a nice family.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a great family.
And he's got eyes, you know, he's got that macular degeneration,
yeah.
Which they just said they found a way to, there may be some future.
Really?
To regenerate the eyes.
That would be great. You know, he taught at a vet school.
Texas A&M.
Yeah, which is where all the scholarly, scientific, comes from. You know, that lay it out and prove it and test it and prove it and test it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was our vet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Great guy. Great guy.
His son's a vet now, too.
Yep. And so, in fact, he was there. Number of veterinarians that came to his presentation was a little bit weak. A lot of veterinarians, I think, they know all.
Yeah.
Already.
You find that in everything.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And, but the most successful ones were probably there.
Well, and you just got to take your hat off to Stu. He stuck with this thing, and he's got 10 years of ideas in this paper.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those mayors.
Yeah.
All right, Doc.
Okay.
Yeah. I had him on the show not too, several years ago.
Yeah.
And you ever have him recite some of those poems that he knows?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I had those taped, and I can't find, I found one of them, but it's written by the guy from Australia. What was his name? It was an Australian poet, and was always using Snowy Mountain, you know, he wrote, that was that thing, it was, that was his, and Man from Snowy Mountain, and so forth.
Yeah.
And he sat out there and rolled through that thing. It lasted about 7 or 8 minutes, and he didn't miss a beat.
His place looked like a wild horse zoo park.
Okay.
You know, there's everything there but a thoroughbred.
Yeah. It's got...
And he has a stallion, and
yeah, he's always joking around. You know, he's going, I'm going to steal your dog. I love his dog. I'm going to steal your dog.
So he says he's committing agriculture. Yeah,
he's committing agriculture. He says, you know. All right, Doc. Thank you very much. Well, the first Foals by Albertus Maximus arrived this year. Covered a full book of mares, his first two seasons at studs. Thank you, breeders. Albertus Maximus is a multiple grade one stakes winner of over $1,328,000. He's a Breeders' Cup champion, taking the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile in 1:33-2. He also won the grade one Don Handicap, beating the likes of Einstein and Arson Squad. Set a new track record the day he won the Windy Sands Handicap at Del Mar. He placed in the Grade 1 Goodwood Stakes to Dubai World Cup winner Will Armed, and in the Swaps Breeders' Cup Stakes, Grade 2, and a Grade 3 Affirmed Handicap. Albertus Maximus is one of 5 Grade 1 winners by Albert the Great, a Grade 1 winner of over $3 million. And he is out of Chase the Wild Wind, a solid winning daughter of 49er and Grade 1 Stakes winner, and Grade 1 producer Ride the Wild Wind. Albertus Maximus stands at Shadwell Farm with the stallions De Hare, Interdab, Invisor, Jazzle, and Mustanfar. Inquiries to stallion manager Ken Barnes, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Well, if you haven't been down to Quill and Lither and Tack in Paris, you need to go just to walk in and look around and have some fun, meet the people there. Ralph Quillen and Sandy and Debbie, nice people, great tack shop. It's fun to go in there. They've got a great gift shop there, too, as a matter of fact. And it's so much fun to go in there that some of the tours stop by there now. And people go in and browse around, and all kinds of things that they have for sale. And, of course, they're the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship over 17,000 halters a year worldwide. And those are just the ones that ship. The ones, God only knows how many they make for people around here. But you can go in there and just get just all kinds. We just got a new dog, so we got a halter over there with the dog's name, the phone number on there in case he gets lost. And you can get the belt, you know, with your name on it and so forth. All key rings and key tags, you know, just everything that has to do with leather. And, of course, all kinds of supplies in there. Pick up some magazines there. He has the new Daily Racing Form magazine now that he put out on Old Friends for sale in there. So go in there and take a look. And if you're local farms can save 10% on each and every purchase of Quill and Leather and Tack. So Tack Supplies, just go in and take a look at it. Let me tell you where they're located. They're right there in Paris, Kentucky. They are at the corner. Well, the third stoplight in as you go in from Lexington into Paris.
Well, you've got another one to take over to get repaired.
Uh-oh, who broke one this time?
Tubby. You know where that piece of that fence was broken off down there?
Yeah.
He got his stupid halter caught on there and broke the plank and broke the halter.
Well, I know what I got to do. I'm going to go home.
I know.
Yeah.
That lower one.
Yeah.
But it's warm. It's not so hot as to want to, you know, it's not a bad day to do fences.
What are you doing these days? Come on in, sit down.
Here.
You.
It's the nose guy.
Yeah.
The breathe right guy.
Breathe right. Yeah.
Actually, Flair
Equine
Nasal Strips.
Flair Equine Nasal Strips. Yeah, it's the nose guy. Have a seat.
The nose doctor. Yeah. Sit down. I've forgotten your name. I'm sorry, but I forget my age. I forget mine most of the time.
old 386 up here myself.
What?
What's a 386?
I don't know. What is it?
Old computer?
Yeah. Barclay Porter with flare strips, yes.
Barclay Porter. That's right. All right, Barclay.
Oh, yeah, yes, Barclay. I remember. Sat here and looked at that picture over there. Cece's got a October fall meet for 2009 at Keeneland, a poster she framed and put up, and there's one of those Breathe Right flare strips, nasal summer and others, right?
We'll that kid close it, of it? We'll just call it flare nasal strip.
Flare nasal strip.
Breathe Right, actually, when...
Is that humans?
Well, when Dr. Chiappetta invented them 14-plus years ago. He was actually, it was Breathe Right that you did the marketing. And
oh, okay, because sort of I bought some. Yeah. I put them on my nose.
But Dr. Chiappetta bought the company back, so he's the president, sole proprietor, if you will, the inventor and the president of the company. And so I just thought I'd come back and pop in and just say hello. I had no intention of...
Well, that's all right. Anybody, we nail anybody who walks in the door.
Yes, so fair warning for the future.
Huh? Yeah, right, Barclay. I think last time I saw you was at the Red Mile.
Absolutely, yeah.
The farm managers meeting.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. You never know where I might pop up.
Well, me either, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
No, I'm just out here visiting a lot of our horsemen here during the Keeneland meet. Of course, we were on the backstretch every day. Pretty much even on some of the dark days out there.
Who uses your strips out here now?
Boy, we've got quite a few. Well, Darren Miller, of course, who ran that horse in England the other day. What was his name? Do you recall? See, I've got the
Royal Ascot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I could never go to Royal Ascot. You have to dress up like that. You know, I mean.
I learned how to say it, Ascot.
Oh, Ascot. No way. Yeah.
There are quite a few trainers up and down the East Coast who come in and they run.
Oh, I went to the training center here.
Mr. Caramori over
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah, Eduardo. Oh, yeah. He's a vet. And,
yeah, he would know.
He won a little stake, $125,000 stake a couple of weeks up. Go up at Indiana Downs.
I know. He's got one in the stakes today at Arlington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So quite a few, but I'm touching a lot of the trainers who have used them, but they're not sure if they really work or not. And so basically Dr. Chiappetta has deployed me to the backstretch of as many racetracks as I can get to, just to sort of bring horsemen up to speed to educate them, if you will, on the efficacy of the strips, not only to increase the breathing efficiency, but also the fact that they reduce bleeding as well, clinically proven, as you know, as we have.
Yeah, we talked about that before. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. It's been great meeting a lot of these trainers, and we'll. Onward and upward. We had a horse last night. Well, we didn't, but a horse trained by Tom Amos, Delaney, who ran in that sprint up there at Iowa, up at Prairie Meadows last night, ran second. Appeared to me he sort of got banged out of the gate and did not have the best of starts, but ran a big race, and so had a black strip on his nose.
They had ran a couple of stakes up there yesterday, didn't it? A flashy bull won the stake up there.
Yeah.
Horse down at Airdrie Stud. $100,000 pot.
Good.
They give a lot of money up there now in parameters.
Not bad.
No. I remember it used to be bush. Now it's not.
Well, yeah, they do. I think they have the influx of the casino revenue has helped those purses a little bit, so...
Until they get greedy. Politicians get greedy, and they're going to find someplace else to put their money.
Well, I'm glad to stop by, Barclay.
Yeah, I'm going to head on down the road.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you, young lady.
Thank you.
All right.
Today's her birthday, by the way.
Yeah, is that right?
You said the right word today, I'll tell you.
That's right.
Bless your heart. Many more.
Thank you. Right. Appreciate it.
See y'all later.
All righty. Let's see. Where did we leave off? I think I've got to do... Yeah, I've still got to do a daily racing form. A Sunday breeding edition. You know, you can pick up, if you don't pick up a copy, you can go to drf.com breeding and get your copy of the Sunday Breeding Edition. And if some good articles in there today. I haven't had a chance to read mine. Mine hadn't come in, as a matter of fact. I got to pick it up yet. But some of the articles in there today, there's an article about Michael Farrell on Ocala stud. Of course, the O'Farrell family was instrumental in putting Ocala on the map. There's an article on the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance, and it's dealings with sales companies and stud farms and so forth. The hot sire of the week, of course, is Scat Daddy, who's had a good two-year-old stakes winner at Royal Ascot over the last weekend, so they're writing about him. John Sparkman, who writes with them, you know, of course, Glennie Keane, Oakford, and Mary Simon, and Mark Simon. But anyway, John's got an article on there and the success of Langford as a sire. So pick up your copy of the Daily Racing Form, Sunday edition, and you'll be glad you did. There's always some good stuff in there to read. All righty. Where's Jack? Is he coming? This is Jack's bride.
He was hoping that you'd have coffee pot, but I don't
know. No, we don't
have. We have cold.
We've got Coke. We've got something cold to drink in there. Yeah. All righty. All right, Jackie, you want to continue there?
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take care of my KTA friends while we're doing that. And of course, if I can find my clip.
Well, you've got that clip two places.
Well, because I've got two places I got to go.
Oh.
Just shut up over there.
My birthday, and I have to put up with that. On my birthday.
Okay, Kentucky bred winners of stakes over the last weekend. And, of course, the Grade 1 Mother Goose, the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose up at Belmont, went to Close Hatches, bred by Millsec KY. And that's an affiliation, I'm sure, with Judmont. Because the winner of Close Hatches is by First Defense, who stands at Judmont. You know what a great pedigree that horse has got.
Oh, let me tell you too. There was a picture that Barbara Livingston took of Garrett.
No.
And the horse, looking at the horse.
Oh,
and
really?
On Facebook. Wonderful, wonderful. But Barbara Livingston's just a super photographer. But, I mean, I swear, he and the horse were grinning at each other. It was just great.
Well, I don't know about the horse, but I guarantee you Garrett was.
He sure was. It was great.
That's Garrett O'Rourke, of course, over at Judmont Farm. Well, this is an awful nice filly. She won that race by 7 1/4 lengths. Though, in fact, in the Blood Horse, it said the headline of the article about it by Steve Haskins says, not even close.
No, we were just cheering. That's all we were
doing. Yeah. All righty, let's see what else we've got here. The Edward P. Evans All Along Stakes Grade 3 at Colonial Downs went to Channel Lady, bred by Kagar Stables, Wayne Morris, Bluegrass Hall, and James Sachaturia. I can't pronounce that gentleman's name, but James, there you are. I got to handle James. The King Edward Stakes up in Canada at Woodbine, of course. Riding the River won that, bred by Juliana Oren. I don't know that lady. The California Wine Stakes. Let Faith Arise won that, bred by Tommytown Thoroughbreds. The DeHaul Stakes at Colonial Hudson Steel, bred by Jay Bly. The Frank Gomez Memorial Stakes at Calder, Yes I'm Lucky, bred by Muirfield Farms. The Irish Day Handicap at Emerald Downs, Stop Shopping Debbie, bred by the Northwest Farms. The Livermore Valley Wine Stakes, bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. Another Kitten's Joy. The Open Mind Stakes went to Street Secret, bred by Adina Springs. This is by Street Crowd, went by one of their stallions, though. But Einstein had his second two-year-old winner. He's got two starters, two winners now, both going 4 1/2 furlongs.
Now, this one's called The Theory of Relativity, right?
Well, no, this is not an Einstein. Throw that in. This one's called Street Secret. The River Deer Stakes at Monmouth Park went to Street Gym, bred by Mark Mahal. That's a Bourbon County outfit. Let's see. The Roxalana Stakes up at Church of Downs went to Burban by Spitestown, bred by James LaMonica, Green Hill Farm, Liam Bryant, and Jeff Singer. The San Juan County Commissioner's Handicap out in California went to Isn't He Clever, bred by Montague, the Tsunami Slough Stakes. At Hollywood Park, Rose and Gold won that bid by William Curran and Catherine Park. So there we are. All righty. Okay, well, June the 21st at Belmont. Let me see if I'm doing this right now. Yeah. June the 21st at Belmont, Jake's Magic Hat. I always want to drop one of those words out of there.
Yeah.
Jake's Magic Hat's a two-year-old from the second crop by Tis Wonderful. It was an impressive winner of his first start, won by 2 1/4 lengths in a maiden special. Just days before, Ride the World, another two-year-old from the second crop by Tis Wonderful, won a maiden special to Woodbine in his career debut. At about the same time, My Happy Face, won a 4 stakes horses from the first crop by Tis Wonderful, won the Lotka Stakes at Belmont Park in her second start of the year. Now, last year, she won the Grade 3 Tempted at Aqueduct, and was second by Head in the Grade 1 Frisette, just nodded at the wrong time. She ran second also in the Grade 2 Forward Gal Stakes in the first start this year. And My Happy Face is one of 34 winners from the first crop by Tis Wonderful. And the impressive debuts of two-year-olds Jake's Magic Hat and Ride the World serves as a reminder that you can expect a lot more from Tis Wonderful in 2013. There are 4 Tis Wonderful yearlings, 2 colts and 2 fillies in the upcoming sale at Fazy Tipton, Kentucky. So take a good look. You're welcome to inspect the stallions at Spendthrift Farm. Just call Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker. Number over there, it's an 859 number, 294-0030, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. I want to talk a little bit about Reborn, which is a whole bovine colostrum. Now, it's great to use for it builds up the immune system in horses. Start using it with foals and keep right on going up. Using it on all age horses, as a matter of fact, Wise Dan runs on it, which is a pretty good recommendation right there. And a lot of the trainers use it. Charlie LaPresti, of course, trains Wise Dan and that other good Dan horse. What's his name? Successful Dan. They both use it. Jimmy Cargan uses that here, and Jimmy's one of the winningest trainers out here. So that's Reborn we're talking about. It's 100% sterile, whole, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. Safe, easy to use, test-free. You don't have to worry about it if you go into the test box or the spit box. And also, I want to mention Lubricin, 2 products that I endorse. Both were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, incidentally. And Lubricin, it's used by so many top trainers. I can't mention them all. Todd Fletcher, Tony Dutro, Jerry Hollendorfer, Mike Maker.
And me.
Yeah, and Jackie.
Right in there with that crowd of hoodlums.
She takes it herself. She doesn't give it to her horses.
Right.
Because we don't have anything running.
No.
No, but Jackie
it's
takes
joint
it.
Joint stuff.
But they make it for people.
Yes, that's what I take.
Yeah,
that's
and you can get it over at KBC in Lexington, or you can get it down in Versailles at Horse Sense. And Jackie swears by it now.
Yeah. I got off of it for 2 or 3, 4 or 5 days just because you do something and then you forget. And, I could tell it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm back on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not on it. It's too late for me. I'm too damn old.
Well, I'm on it because I'm not going to share.
Okay. Well, here's how you find out about them. Lubricin is LubriSyn.com and Reborn, RebornE.com. Go to the website so you can find out all about those two great products. And let's see. Let me take care of Pin Oak here. And my man Jack just moved in. Horseman, well aware that Broken Vows is a superior sire. They have seen him in action all across America. Well, remember the likes of, Unbridled Bell, Grade 1 winner, nearly $2 million. Classic winner, Cotton Blossom, Grade 1 winner of over $728,000. Sassy Image, Grade 1 winner of over $825,000. She was a co-highweight female sprinter in the world as a 4-year-old. And that's why a Broken Vow 2-year-old sold for $375,000 at Keeneland in April. Another brought $370,000 at the OBS Select Sale, and another sold for $260,000 at Barrett's. And that's why you should pay close attention to the Broken Vow yearlings at the major auctions this year. I know there's a couple in the Fazy Tipton Sale coming up in July. The sire of 19 stakes winners last year, got 6 already this year. Broken Vow stands at Pin Oak Stud. Also at Pin Oak are Cowboy Cal, Young multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Champion Sire Giants Causeway. Grade 1 winner and Grade 1 Sire Sky Classic. He's an Eclipse Award winner, of course. For more information about the Pin Oak Stallions, get in touch with Clifford Berry at 859-873-1420 or Nancy Stevens, and check the website at pinoakstud.com. Like most of my horses. What? Wait a minute, Jackie. What are you trying to tell me? Oh, you want to go? Why didn't you just say that loud? She wants to go to the restroom, and she's really going. I can't read your damn lips.
I didn't know they had paid toilets here.
No, but they sell donuts. Bring Jack a cup of coffee. Y'all want a cup of coffee?
You bet.
Yeah.
All right. You want anything in it?
I'm good. Black's good.
Okay.
Fine. What?
I'm going to Speedway.
Oh, well.
Now, is your name Carrie or Jenny?
Yeah. Carrie.
Carrie. Okay. I had to mention, say both of them, because my daughter's named Jenny and Carrie. Yeah, and I knew it wasn't Bessie, so. It's Carrie, okay.
Oh, gotcha. A man after my own heart. Caramel mocha, goopy, goopy.
He puts.
Really?
You want something?
Yeah, he gets donuts.
You want some coffee?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, what would you like?
I don't mind.
Want anything?
She'll sip some of my coffee, no doubt.
All right. Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm talking to Jack Steele. I've known Jack a number of years. Jack, I guess we go back, 20 years now?
At least that, probably.
Probably
yeah.
30.
Yeah. Yeah. I outrode out here. I worked for Mr. Perkins when he was still alive. I galloped.
Worked for Peter Perkins?
The first job I had. I galloped horses for Peter back when he had Added Asset and Ma Gare.
Yeah.
All those good horses.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was nice to be associated with good horses.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not from around here, though.
No, we came. Actually, I grew up back east around near Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
But spent a good part of my adult life in California, and that's where I came in with thoroughbred racing. I started out years ago in electronics business. I was back when they first started to come in with the chips and so on. I worked in that area.
Is that in Philadelphia?
No, in that area. I started there and then went to California and worked for a big company called Kyocera. You may be familiar with Kyocera.
No, I'm not.
They make computers and whatnot, but we were back when it first started.
Yeah.
And then I got out of it. I got tired of being in the, I'd go in the fluorescent lights. It was dark when I went in, dark when I left. And by accident, I went to a training center in California one time. They were galloping Arabian horses for racing there. And I said, you mean they get paid to do that? And I said, I'd do that for nothing. And so I started. Of course, I learned that you don't do it for nothing. But that's where I started.
Okay. Well, your family wasn't anything in the horse business, right?
My family always had horses.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Yeah. So you did do some riding.
I broke horses my whole life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up on a farm.
What kind of horses did they have?
We had everything. We had everything from thoroughbred horses
mm-hmm.
to quarter horses. I rode everything. I grew up near Philadelphia. There was a big horse sale near us called Marlon Francis Horse Sale.
Okay.
And it was quite infamous in the area, made the Sunday paper and so on.
Yeah.
And they would bring all types of horses there from the East Coast, all up and down from the racetracks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was big hunter-jumper territory where we were.
So yeah, I know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they also brought in quarter horses from the feedlots in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Through this sale. So I learned to ride all types of horses, as well as my folks were old time horsemen, and they liked to hook horses.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted driving horses.
Oh, okay.
So
is that you call it hook?
They called it. They wanted to know if a horse could hook. When you bought a horse, does he hook? That means does he hook to a wagon?
Will
he
pull? I see. Yeah.
So yeah, this is old. I come from old. I had a great uncle that lived with us that was in the cavalry in World War I, Ursel. So yeah.
Hey, so was my father. I don't want to hear that.
Well, I'm 66, and
you're just a chicken.
Yeah.
You're just,
yeah. See, you're older than I am, aren't you?
Hell, I'm older than everybody.
But I've been around quite a while. But I got started in the racing with Arabs out there. My dad actually had a horse that I broke for him that had racing background. So
now, this is up east.
This is back in California.
Oh, so your family went out there.
They went out there. I worked in electronics. I got out of it. I went to a training center one day. They were galloping these Arabian horses, so I started to do that just for the fun of it. And I trained a horse for my dad, an Arab.
Mm-hmm.
And I put him into training, trained him myself, went to the racetrack, put him under somebody else's name, and rode him in my first race.
Yeah, where was this now?
In Fresno, California.
In Fresno. Yes. Of course, they still have a track at Fresno.
You bet they do. That's a big fair circuit in California.
Yeah, right.
So I rode the horse that I trained. I never trained a horse with a track in my life. I trained an Arab and put him under a fellow by the name of Wayne Reese's name to run him. And I rode him for my first race.
Uh-huh.
We finished third. They set a track record, and I got my license in my first race on the horse that I trained.
Is that right?
That's right.
But you rode him without a license?
Rode him without a license. That was my first time. That was I had an apprentice license.
Oh, okay.
But that was to get my license.
Okay.
That was to qualify for my license, yeah, because the stewards had to see you ride.
Well,
and they normally you have to win, or you have to ride in about three or four races before they give you a license.
Okay.
But they did give me a license from that first race on an Arab that I trained. So, but I didn't ride him again there for 2 years, and I rode him one more time, and he finished fifth. So after that, I just went to the race, you know, I was at the racetrack. But that was my start.
Yeah.
On an Arab.
On an Arab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, like you say, they got a pretty good fair circuit out there. Was that where you were? Where were you located?
My
California?
Home was San Diego.
Oh, you were down south.
Yeah.
The fair circuit's up north.
The fair circuit went all over from Del Mar. It actually came to Del Mar as well.
Is
it
that
went
right?
From all the way up in, as like Sacramento and those areas.
Pleasanton there. They're running Pleasanton
and Bay Meadows. It went as far north as Bay Meadows and Pleasanton.
Of course, that was major racing too.
It's very much major racing.
Yeah.
When they say fair racing, that gives it kind of a connotation.
But yeah, right, right.
But it's major racing.
Mm-hmm.
They're major tracks, established tracks, and there's a fair meet. There's a fair usually going on associated with.
I've been to a fair meet at Bay Meadows. Believe it or not.
Yeah. And do you know, at one time they also ran quarter horses there. I started.
I saw some.
Yes, at Los Alamitos. I worked for Ronnie Werner's dad, Bubba Werner, years ago. When I started, after I left those Arabs, and I rubbed horses for one meet, decided that wasn't for me, and went back to riding at the racetrack, and it was quarter horses at Los Alamitos for Bubba Werner, who was Ronnie Werner's dad.
Okay.
Yeah. And who are most people associated with.
Let me take a little break here real quick. I got to catch up on the top of the hour. See, I'm just like my horses, as I told you earlier, I'm running late. Well, Scat Daddy has sired 18 stakes horses, 15 stakes winners in his first two crops. Now his third crop, two-year-olds are coming out running. No Nay Never, a Copa Scat Daddy, won the Group 2 Norfolk Stakes at Royal Ascot. On June 20. No Nay Never, bred by Jane Doy Johnson and David Sparrow, trained by Wesley Ward, broke his maiden first time out of Keeneland. And the Norfolk was his second career start. He's the ninth 2013 stakes winner by Scat Daddy, and seven of the nine have won graded stakes. Eight others have placed in stakes this year, seven in graded stakes, for a total of 17 stakes horses, 14 of them graded stakes horses, and the year is scarcely 7 months old. Scat Daddy won the Grade 1 Champagne and the Grade 2 Sanford at 2. Won the Grade 1 Florida Derby, the Grade 2 Fountain Youth at 3, earned over $1,334,000. He's by world champion two-year-old Johannesburg out of Love Style by Mr. Prospector, and he stands at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. For a quick return and a chance to compete at the highest level, take a good look at the Scat Daddy yearlings at the upcoming sales. For more about the stallions at Ashford Stud, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
WLXC Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Central Kentucky's only Toyota Express Maintenance Center.
Toyota Nicholasville, what price they'll cost.
Haynesfield won stakes at 2, 3, and 4, and 5. He won 10 of his 19 starts at distances from 6.5 furlongs to a mile and a quarter. He won the Grade 1 Jockey Cup Global Cup at the direct expense of Blame. Blame sold defeat during his Eclipse Award year. Looking for a chart here. Here we go. He won the historic Grade 2 Suburban, and take a look at the list of those that won the Jockey Club Gold Cup and the Suburban, and went on to become outstanding sires. Haynesfield has a superb pedigree. He's by Eclipse Award winner Sprightstown, who currently ranks third on the North American sire list by North American earnings. And he descends from a female family, which has already given us dozens of major stakes winners, including two champions, five millionaires, and a broodmare of the year. Haynesfield retired with earnings of over $1,319,000. His first foals arrived this year. Stands at Haynesfield Farm. At Mr. and Mrs. Burr and C. Jones Airdrie Stud, Haynesfield does. That's the home also of Flashy Bull. And yesterday, Kenny McPeak took Flashy American, a four-year-old filly from the first crop of Flashy Bull, up to Prairie Meadows, and she won the $100,000 Iowa Distaff Stakes. So see the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty. Well, I'm talking to Jack Still. We were out in California talking about Bay Meadows and some tracks out there. And you've ridden at all kinds of tracks, though, during your life, you told me.
Yes, I'd been all over the place out west, that is, from Wyoming, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona. I rode a lot of races in Arizona. We got married on the racetrack in Arizona.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that you, Carrie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually, after going out to all those places and some very small places, Wyoming being one of the smallest of all.
What were some of those tracks in Wyoming? You remember?
Gillette was one of them.
Good Lord, I never heard of that.
Gillette, Wyoming.
Yeah. Were
Jackson
they quarter horses?
Hole, I think, is one of them. Rock Springs, Wyoming, I rode in. And they're the places that I told you were, not Gillette, but places like Rock Springs where they pulled the tote board on with a pickup truck. And in Nevada, they did that as well. Ely, Nevada, I rode in. They're little old mining towns out there, very small. I rode in Colorado where there's no paramutuals at the fairs, where they had a the inner rail was where they raced cars as well, was a cable that went around with your inner rail.
Is that? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, some dangerous places to be in. But eventually landed back in California at my home at San Luis Rey Downs, where I met Carrie. And I rode races in Arizona a lot for a school teacher on the weekends. We'd gallop horses during the week. 3 o'clock come on Friday afternoon, we'd load up the trailer and head over to Arizona. And there was a bunch of bush tracks over there. Duncan, Arizona, in particular, is where I got married. And I got married before the races. I was riding for a judge there who married us at the finish line with all the jocks in the picture.
Is that right?
Yes. The track did the video for us. And we got married, as I say, before the races. I went out and rode four races there, so I win two and run second and another one by a head. And I rode the fourth. I don't know where I finished in that one, but I had a great day. And that's how I had a working day. That's how I got married on the racetrack.
Well, you could afford her then.
Best thing about that day was I didn't get to talk to him.
Carrie says the best thing about that day is she didn't get to talk to him.
Well, you know, I used to stop at Denny's on the way home all the time because that was consistent. I knew what I could get there at 3 o'clock in the morning as we hauled horses back from Arizona to California. To this day, she won't go to a Denny's.
Is that right?
That was the stop.
I don't know if there's a Denny's in Lexington or not. Is there one? I don't know.
I think there are some around, and I see advertising. Once in a while, and I remind her, but she stabs her toes in the ground for some reason.
Now you were telling me something about a ground squirrel at one of these tracks.
That was Rock Springs.
Rock Springs.
They have ground squirrels out there who
Colorado.
No, this was Wyoming.
Rock Springs, Wyoming.
And when they say rocks, they mean rocks. There were rocks on that racetrack. It hurt to ride there. And the track itself was egg-shaped at the top of the lane. If you started on the inside, you'd be on the outside. You had to start on the outside on that going into the turn so that you'd end up on the rail as you came out of the turn. So they were tricky tracks to ride on as well. You know, you had to know the track.
Yeah.
But they were a lot of fun. But Rock Springs was where they had a squirrel go in one afternoon. They had to cancel the races. Because of a ground squirrel blowing their power out.
Blew the power out.
Blew the power. That was it for them. They were done. They didn't have, they couldn't repair it.
Is that?
But they were a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You know, they were places where they used a bathroom scale for the scale.
Yeah, right.
Nobody ever made weight.
But they were, did you ever ride against any really name riders in some of these tracks? Yeah, who'd you ride against?
I rode at Del Mar, and my box was between Alex Solis and Lafitte Pinkai.
Okay, boy, two of the best. Yeah. I guess Lafitte was probably the best of all time.
He
would you think so?
He was a great guy. He never said much, but he was a great guy. Lafitte was a great rider. He was very patient, very quiet on the horse, you know, and that means a lot.
Yeah.
He didn't interfere with the horse's actions. So, Lafitte was great.
Yeah. I know Chris McCarron said that he thought he was the best of all time.
Yeah.
Best you ever rode against him, maybe. I better qualify that.
Well, I did, even though I rode all those small tracks, I did ride the bigger tracks as well, but not that often, you know. I headed out to those smaller places, but I did ride at Del Mar and Hollywood Park, not at Santa Anita, but I did ride Los Alamitos, Hollywood, and Del Mar.
Yeah. Do you ever ride Golden Gate? Or?
No, I never did ride there, but I was assistant trainer to a pretty big trainer up there by the name of Jim Hilling.
Okay.
And I don't know how many people have heard of Jim Hilling, but when Neil Drysdale and Richard Mandela sent horses north to a stake, they went through our barn.
Yeah.
So Jim was pretty well respected, and we had a
must have been.
Yeah, we had a pretty big barn. He ran the horse called Zin. Zin stands out west someplace. Z-I-N, his name.
Z-I-N. Okay.
Yeah, that was one of the horses that was in our barn, but. We had about a 40-head barn.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a big barn.
What time period was that now? Back in the 80s, 70s?
It was the late 80s.
Late 80s?
Late 80s,
yeah.
When I was there. So, okay.
Did you ever train any out there?
No, I did not. Other than the Arab, all I did was ride, and I was assistant to Jim. And you had to go and take the same test to get an assistant's license out there. So when I went to work for Jim, I had to go take the test and just to become his assistant. And then to step up, you had to get horses. But I came to Kentucky before I did that. I left California for Kentucky then shortly thereafter.
Okay. That's a good place to take a break here.
Yeah.
Get you back in God's country. And let's see. Where am I? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the first foals by Stroll since his return to the USA are two-year-olds, and they really come out running. Through the last weekend, five of them had started, all five in maiden specials, three of one and two of place. South Sound won first time out at Hollywood Park. Tuscan Getaway won her second start at Delaware last Saturday. Sugar Shaken won her first start at Prairie Meadows. Manos in three starts has placed in two at Churchill and one at Keeneland, and Skylander Girl ran second in her first start up at Woodbine. So once again, all five won a place in maiden specials. Prior to his departure to Europe, Stroll decided a champion filly in Canada, a graded stakes winner at Keeneland, stakes winners at Louisiana Downs, two more stakes winners in Canada, and he's got a 2013 stakes winner in Europe. So no wonder they brought him back. Grade one stakes winner Stroll, the son of Pulpit, stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, if you're thinking about selling your farm, I recommend that you call my good friend Hill Parker, and I'll give you Hill's number here in just very short, but you go to his website and pick it up. It's lexhorsefarms.com, lexhorsefarms.com, lexhorsefarms.com. And Hill's phone number, Lexington number, is 608-803-390. Let me try that again. 608-8039. I'll get it right in a minute. And, you know, he and his wife Reagan are real horse people. And they know what horsemen want, and they know what horsemen need. So if they're trying to sell your farm for you, well, they know what to look for. They've got a good list of clients and everything. They always have a great website and lots of lovely places for sale. Counties all around here, Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark. An outstanding variety of locations, sizes, and all kinds of prices. I know that they've got a place close to us for sale down in Bourbon County. And it's a very good place. 75 acres, 33 stalls, two barns, a treadmill, high-speed treadmill, a restored 1920s bungalow, and it's, you know, it's a very reasonably priced, I would think. And it's a place, 38 acres of generally rolling land over on Hawkins Cummers, which is less than $200,000. That's just right around the corner from us. And that's wonderful land over in there. You know, it's got a house and a barn on it. So if you're looking for a reasonably price, or of course, if you're looking for a really top price, well, you got one right here on the Paris Pike in Fayette County, 462 acres. It's turnkey. I mean, state of the art. You can't do any better than that. Go to that website, LexHorseFarms.com, and if you're thinking about listing your farm, give them a call. Give Hill, Paul, and Reagan a call, because they'll flat do a knockout job for you. They really work real hard for you, and they're good people. But down through the years, they've raised some 230 stakes horses at Crestwood Farm. That's a pretty darn good indication that they raise them the right way at Crestwood. And they treat their clients the right way, too. Family-operated farm. They treat their clients like family. Most of the clients have been with them for years. But don't take my word for that. I want you to go to their website. It's CrestwoodFarm.com. CrestwoodFarm.com. And check out the article which was recently published in the Blood Horse magazine. It's titled Riding the Crest. And it was written by features article Melanie Schumann. Pretty good writer, I'll tell you that. And while there, take notes of the many services available at Crestwood Farm. They offer a wide variety of services, and if you board there, you never have to worry about who's looking out for your horses. As I stated earlier, it's a family-operated farm, and the management lives there. The standing at stud at Crestwood are the Stallions Channel, Country Day, Get Stormy, Mutata, No Biz Like Showbiz, Taste of Paradise, and Tis Deja Vu. And to know more about Crestwood Farm and the Crestwood Stallions, give Pope McLean a call. That's 859-252-3770. And the website again is CrestwoodFarm.com. All righty, yeah, well, I'm talking to Jack Steele now, and what were we talking about? Oh, you're coming back to Kentucky.
Yeah.
When did you get back here now? Well, I say back. Had you ever been in Kentucky before?
No, actually, I hadn't been in Kentucky before, but because I grew up near Philadelphia, but I felt at home when I came here, that's for sure, especially with the horses, you know.
Yeah.
And we came here about 1990, I think.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it wasn't yesterday.
It's been longer than that, hasn't it?
Yeah,
My daughter was born when we came here, and she's just coming 20 years old. So we've been here 20 years is how long we've been here. And we first lived on Spendthrift Farm when we came here.
Working for Spendthrift?
No, I did not work for Spendthrift. Okay. I worked for Peter. But Cap Hershey was running the place then for the insurance company. It was still not being sold yet. It was then sold at auction when the attorney from Alabama that bought it.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his last name now.
Anyhow, we were on it then, and eventually then I moved from there and went to manage Normandy Farm for 3 years.
Okay.
And
right up the road here.
Yeah, right up the road.
Why didn't you polish the old Fairplay statue while you were there?
That was a magnificent place, and it was great to be associated with it as far as having Fairplay. And Mahuba was buried there as well.
Right at the foot of the statue.
That's right. There were some fine horses that came off of that farm. And I also had the pleasure of being in Seabiscuit. Part of it was filmed there.
Okay, I didn't know they filmed at Normandy.
And I have probably the longest shot of anyone without a speaking part on the in the movie without saying anything. My face is right up there on the screen. I was War Admiral's groom.
Oh, okay.
They used our barn, our tack room, as a stall. And built an extra entrance onto it and turned the front yard into a tow ring. And I brought him out of the barn and walked him around the tow ring in the scene where they were spying on the training methods of War Admiral.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What barn was that? Was that?
That was at the Normandy, the L barn, the clock barn.
I thought that was Calumet.
No, there were scenes that, and I was in some of those in the background as well at Calumet.
Okay.
Riding horses. Yeah. But at Normandy, They used the L barn, the clock barn, and used our tack room, our office, as his stall. And that's yeah. where I was supposed to be bringing him out of when they were spying.
Now, you know, one of the horses that they used to play Seabiscuit is over at Old Friends.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, yeah, you ought to go over and see him. But who? Where did they get the horse that played War Admiral?
Popcorn Delights.
You.
That's the one that played.
Oh, this is
Popcorn Delight.
This is from Old Friends. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
okay.
The one?
It could be. You know, I.
There
I
were
don't
four
remember
of them.
That. Huh? I know there were a few of them.
But he was the one that the race scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over at they used him over in Keeneland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was in some of those.
Where did
well.
They get the war horse that played War Admiral? Do you know?
You know, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. They had a wrangler that took care of all of that.
Yeah.
Brought their horses in for them. Where he got them, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. So, that horse came off the racetrack. You can have that, by the way. We've got some copies here. Yeah, take it with you.
Keep that.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
But Jack, that was a great time.
Yeah. We went to see it, of course. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, but I want to tell you, War Admiral was not 18 hands.
Well, they have to embellish it a bit, you know.
Well, why did they do that?
I don't know.
You know, actually, you know, he was about 15'2".
Well, he probably was more comparable to Seabiscuit, and they were related, were they not?
Yeah, closely related. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was smaller than Seabiscuit.
Oh, well, yeah. Seabiscuit wasn't. No, it was supposed to have been small as well.
Well, he was. He would. He was Wardmore was out of a sweep mare
uh-huh.
that stood less than 15 hands.
Okay.
Yeah, Dustby was
there. Yeah.
Anyways, but he was really small.
Yeah.
Well, I saw him. I saw him, as a matter of fact.
You saw War Admiral?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Well, I didn't see him race, but
yeah.
I saw him after he went to stud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was in the same barn with Man of War and War Relic.
Oh, I see. I didn't know.
Well, that's before you were born. Right. I don't want to talk about this.
That's all right. You know, I enjoy talking to people like you because I can pick your brain.
Well, the pickings are slim.
Like, slim pickings.
Yes. But I tell you what, when you get as old as I am, you can just make our mistakes and lie like a dog. Nobody
there
knows
you
the
go.
Difference.
You can say, I just had a senior moment. I forgot it.
Yeah, right. Well, I have those all the time, too. Yeah. Well, that must have been fun making that movie.
We had a really good time. The best part was the food, though, Ursul, you know.
That's what
they feed us good.
Yeah.
We had shrimp, we had steak, we had crab.
You didn't put on any weight, Jack.
I never have. You know, I was a wrestler in high school and college, and when I first got to college, the weight class was 118 pounds. I weighed 112.
Yeah. Where'd you go to college?
East Stroudsburg State College in the Poconos, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And, I ate as much as I could and couldn't put on an ounce. So, but, you know, that's one thing about riding. Riding, I've found that many, many riders have been wrestlers in high school and college as well because of the discipline that's involved is mm-hmm. the same as far as maintaining weight and strength and so on.
Yeah.
They're very similar. So. It was a good thing.
You know, a lot of ex-riders are, all riders are good golfers. Of course, they're athletes. You guys are athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So.
Yeah, they all think that they can try. You know, I think I'm a good football player, too. But or at least I thought way back when. But I don't know. Is McCarron a pretty good golfer?
Now, I don't know if Chris plays or not. I imagine it does. Shoemaker was. He was a scratch golfer.
He used to golf all the time. Now,
yeah.
I was one of the fellows that I galloped horses with, and he was collecting Social Security and galloping horses was Lee Mossbacher. Lee Mossbacher was best man at Shoemaker's first wedding.
Okay.
They were roommates together. Mm. And I don't know who's calling, but they can go away.
It's just your phone.
Yeah. But Mossbacher used to play all. He was a rider, but he wasn't very good. But he was a big golfer all the time, and played golf with Shoemaker.
Yeah. But there's some. I can't recall any of them right now, right off the top of my head. But I would read, you know, and then say, oh, he plays golf, you know.
There was a quarter horse jockey that used to come down by the name of Danny Cordoza.
Uh huh.
That would come down and take the money from all the trainers down there. So some of them could golf pretty good. I worked for a fellow by the name of Lloyd Wicker.
W-I-C-K-E-E-R?
W-I-C-K-E-R. And he was good friends. He trained for Leonard Dorfman, a lot of horses for Leonard Dorfman way back when. Leonard Dorfman was a noted horseman in California.
Yeah. They run a Wicker Stakes out there now. Go
really?
Ahead. Yeah.
Well, it could be for Lloyd. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Don Pierce used to come to our barn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, you know, I'm telling my age a little bit now because that was way back when. Mm. But
that's not so far back.
Wicker, I do know Wicker played a lot of golf. Yeah, it was a little ways back now.
Just from your viewpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I was a lot younger and a lot more fit back way back then. You see, now I have somebody else working my horses for me.
Well, you still get on them, old.
I still gallop a little bit. I gallop an easy one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't make it hard on myself. I have that choice. So I go out just to stay a little bit fit, mainly.
Yeah.
It's good for me.
Well, you're training.
I am training.
Yeah. You've got,
I've got three horses. I own all three of them.
Do you really?
And so far. Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it? Because it's all, so far, it's all input, and no coming back, you know?
Yeah.
Three maidens there, and hopefully, pretty soon.
Well, I wish you well. You're over in barn 28.
I'm with Mike Cameron over there in 28.
You know what Mike said about you.
Oh, I know. And I listen, I have some. Next time I see him, he gave a tour out there this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I took a horse to the track, came back, cooled one out. Came over and watched another one. He's still over there giving the tour. So next time he calls me, Wendy, I'm going to.
I got to tell you, when I went over to find Jack and I asked Mike Cameron, says, where you were. And he says, hey, he's around here somewhere. He's leading a horse around here somewhere. And I said, well, he says, why? So I want to ask him to come on the show. He says, well, says, that's going to be an experience. Says, you ask Jack what time it is, and he tells you how to build a watch.
He has no room to talk.
Right.
That's for sure.
All right. Well, it's been fun talking to you, my friend.
This has been great, Ursula. It really has.
Yeah, well, you've been around and done a lot, and that's the reason I wanted to get you on here.
That's what happens when you get old, you know. You've done a lot.
So, yeah, which I hope you're not like me.
It's been a good life. I've had a lot of fun doing it, you know.
That's the important thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I love horses. I love to ride. I'll probably never, you know, they'll, old riders just die. They don't fade away.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
Jack.
You guys have a good day. Thanks for having me, Ursula.
Well, I appreciate it. Drink your coffee. You're going to get cold on you.
Oh, no. It's still warm.
All right. Well, Close Hatches, winner of the Classic Grade 1 $300,000 Mother Goose at Belmont, is a 3-year-old filly in the first crop by First Defense. Close Hatches won the Mother Goose, to quote the official chart of the race, earned a mile hand earned it. She won by 7 1/4 lengths, and she beat Dreaming of Julia, a Grade 1 winning daughter of AP Indy, second in the 1-mile Grade 1 Acorn Stakes in a previous start. Close Hatches won her first three starts, including the Grade 2 Gazelle, won that by 3 1/4 lengths at the direct expense of Kentucky Oaks winner Princess of Silmar. Close Hatches has accumulated earnings of $451,300, and she's one of two graded stakes winners from the first crop by First Defense. Dundanelle has won Group 3 Acorn Stakes, the Charles II Stakes, and placed in the Group 2 Champagne Stakes and the Group 3 Craven, all in Great Britain. And in his only start in this country, he ran fourth, just got beat by 2 1/2 lengths in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Stakes. So he gave a good account of himself over here. First Defense is now signed a classic winner in his first crop. He's receiving very strong support at stud, and among the 121 mares booked for him this year was Rising Tornado, the Dam of Close Hatches. So for more information, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Bloodstock Research Information Services, without whose help I couldn't do this program. Thank you, Bloodstock Research. I do appreciate it. And happy broadband over there. It's a great organization, great for gamblers, great for breeders, great for radio shows. It's the website is brisnet.com. You can get that Kentucky handicapper sheet there. And if you try to get in touch with Going to get him?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We're going to have Steve Moody on from the from Briss, who does the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and he's going to give us the winner of the Firecracker down there today. So it's a wonderful organization and great people to do business with. And I tell you what, if you're a handicapper, I don't see how you could go anywhere else. They've got all kinds of services there that, and a breeder as far as that goes. I love the charts that you put that you can get there. They're free and they look like the old fashioned racing form charts. So those are, you know, I'm an old fashioned kind of guy and I really like them. So once again, it's brisnet.com. Can't beat them. Last Sunday at Belmont Park, the Open Mind Stakes was won by Street Secret, and at Monmouth Park, Street Gem won the River Deer. Both were raised on products from McCauley Brothers. Street Secret at Edina Springs, Street Gem at Machma Hall. Congratulations from the friends at McCauley Brothers. McCauley's is proud to be associated with many of the world's most successful horse farms. Fort Larned, recent winner of the Grade 1 Stephen Foster, and of course winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic, was raised on products from McCauley's. So too was Belmont Stakes winner Palace Malice. Mighty Lucky, winner of the Classic Grade 1 Acorn. Wise Dan, recent winner of the Grade 1 Woodford Reserve Turf Classic and Horse of the Year in 2012. And that list just goes on and on. In addition to the world's finest feeds and supplements, McCauley Brothers offers a wide variety of free services which come with every bag of feed you purchase from McCauley. To find out more, call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 873-3333 and check the website at mcaulaybros.com. McCauley Brothers, 111 Broadway in Versailles, where it's all about the horse.
Sally Van Service, an experienced horseman, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business.
What?
That's funny. He said his handicap is his driver.
Wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van.
He said that?
Yeah, it's on the bottom of the...
Chris said that?
Yeah.
Just got a little note from Chris McCarron. We were questioning his... golf game, and he said his handicap was his driver. All righty. Steve Moody, are you with me, my friend?
I'm here.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. We missed you last week.
Yeah, I must have...
dozed off.
Just dozed off.
Must have been listening to the program. Put you to sleep. what's going on today? We got the firecracker today. Is it an easy pick?
Well, I guess I got the Firecracker. You also got the Bashford Manor.
Okay.
For the 2-year-olds. But, yeah, I mean, the Wise Dan obviously is the horse to beat. Although my source at Churchill Downs told me he is not yet on the ground. So, there's still some question, I guess, as to whether he'll run, but they're supposedly he is supposed to run. They haven't given any indication he's going to scratch. But
well, he's just at Keeneland, isn't he?
Yeah, he's coming over from Keeneland.
Yeah, well, he'll be there.
I think Charlie Lopresti has another horse in the fourth race or so. So he's still got. Few hours to get there before he would have to scratch. So,
well, they're supposed to get there by now, but you know, I guess with a horse like the trainer of Wise Dan, they're not going to fuss too much at him. Okay. All right. Well, who do you? I guess you like Wise Dan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he is giving away anywhere from 11 to I think 15 pounds to his. To his rivals today, and you know, you have to look at that, but the race is only a mile, and this horse has just been so good lately. I mean, he's just ahead away from, you know, having won 10 in a row, and I believe he's 6 of 7 at a mile. It's just awfully tough to pick against him. I think the one horse that has a chance to beat him is the Claiborne Dill Schneider horse, and that's the four horse Lee. This one came out and ran a really big race in his first start of the year. It was a race that was scheduled for the grass, but it got washed off, and he won very handily on the dirt. And coming back today on the grass, which he's already shown an affinity for. And I think if anybody were to beat Wise Dan, Lee would be the pick here. I went back and forth and thought about taking him, but it's in the end, I as much as I hate taking favorites, I just couldn't pick against Wise Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
He's my top pick, and I took the four horse Lee second, and the five horse for Dale Romans, Finnegan's Wake, took him third, although I think probably he would be a little more comfortable with a little more ground. I'm not sure a mile is his best distance. In the Bashford Manor, we've got seven entered in there, and the interesting thing is that the top three contenders are all coming off of different surfaces. You've got Hollywood Talent that was very impressive in her and his debut in the Keeneland on the Poly Track, and then the Cajun Cat for Steve Asmussen, who I think won on an off dirt track that was wet in his first start, and then My Corinthian was impressive on the turf at Colonial Down. So three horses, all won their last start, all on different surfaces. So and none of them likely to be what they get today, which is a dry dirt course. Right. So it was a tough race to judge given those parameters, but I finally went with the six horse Ursel for Asmussen. The Cajun Cat horse was very impressive, and at least it was a dirt track, even though it wasn't dry. And I'm going to give him the slight edge over the Ramsey runner, Hollywood Talent. And then the turf horse for Dane Kibiski or Mike Corinthian third. So 6-3-2 in the Bashford Manor.
Okay, Steve, thank you so much. It's been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. You can pick that up. Go to brisnet.com and you can get it at the racetrack. And also wherever they sell the daily racing forms. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Ursel. Yeah, just one more day, and we'll talk to you in 3 weeks from the spa.
Oh, okay. All right. You're gonna do? Are you going up, or are you gonna do the handicapping for?
I'll be doing it from here. But
okay. All right. Well, great. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, thanks, Steve. We'll be talking to you next week.
Or 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks. Where are you going now?
Well, I'm on vacation until Saratoga starts.
Oh, you are? Well, poo on you. All right, we'll see you in 3 weeks.
All right.
Okay. Well, the first foals by Albertus Maximus arrived this year. Covered a full book of merit in his first two seasons at stud. Thank you very much, breeders. Albertus Maximus is a multiple grade one stakes winner of over $1,328,000. A Breeders' Cup champion. Won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Won 33-2. He also won the grade one Don and beat Einstein and Arson Squad that day. Set a new track record today. Won the Windy Sands handicap out of Del Mar. Also placed in the grade one Goodwood, the Dubai World Cup. Two Dubai World Cup winner, well armed. That was in the Goodwood. And in the Swaps Breeders' Cup Stakes, grade two. And the grade three affirmed. Albertus Maximus is one of five grade one winners by Albert DeGrady. He was a grade one winner himself, earned over $3 million. And he is out of Chase the Wild Wind, a solid winning daughter, 49er, and a grade one stakes winner and grade one producer, Race the Wild Wind. Albertus Maximus is at Shadwell Farm with De Hare, Interdab, Invisor, Jazzle, Moosenfar. Inquiries to Stand Manager Ken Barnes and see the website, shadwellfarm.com. Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine. It's over on Georgetown Pike, right where Ironworks Empties out there. Of course, that's the fine establishment started by Dr. Bill Bernard and Dr. Wesley Sutter. Bill, of course, is an internist, and Dr. Sutter is a surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialty. This is an elective surgery outfit, outpatient medicine. You call them up, to tell them what your problem is, and, you say get an appointment. They'll tell you what it's going to cost right up front. You go in, they take care of you and send you home. Can't beat that. And no surprises with the bill. When they tell you what it's going to cost, that's what it's going to cost. No add-ons, nothing like that. And it's, like I say, they specialize in outpatient care. And their cost of services up front, like I said, fair, mostly, and very, very reasonable. And they're state of the art there. They've got a nuclear scintigraphy machine, a bone scan machine there. They've got the only standing MRI in the area. And they're great people to do business with. They're both a couple of really fine veterinarians. So that's Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine. And here's the website. It's lexingtonequine.com. Well, Pioneer of the Nile has all the prerequisites for sire success. He was a superior runner, winning the Grade 1 Cash Call for 30 at 2, won the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, the Grade 2 San Felipe, and the Grade 2 Robert B. Lewis at 3. Ran second in the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby, earned over $1,634,000. He's by the successful sire Empire Maker, who climbed to number 2 on the general sire list last year. Empire Maker won the classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes, and like his son, Pioneer of the Nile, he ran second in the Kentucky Derby. Pioneer of the Nile's Dam won stakes at Churchill Downs, and she's by the very successful sire Lord at War, from a family rich with black type. Pioneer of the Nile is signed grand individuals. His first foals are 2-year-olds. They sold for $525,000. That topped the OBS June sale. $350,000, $340,000. And he was the number 2 ranked first crop yearling sire by average and medium in 2012. Pioneer of the Nile at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox. Leanna Packard have chanced him, and see the website at windstarfarm.com. All right, Jackie, you want to give me a little, let me rest my tonsils a minute? You want to do some?
Go for it.
Go for it? Okay.
Okay, let me trade glasses. It's not as glary. Oh, it's gotten a little cloudy. I was trying to wear sunglasses and reading glasses, looking at Michael's, this wonderful new Old Friends Daily Racing Form magazine. Oh, at the horse park today, my birthday, isn't that nice? Carriage Association of America Carriage Classic. This is today and tomorrow, and it's a nice day today. It's worth going out there just to look at this. They're driving those carriages all over the place, two horse, four in hand, six in hand, just super duper stuff. Also, today and tomorrow, Huntfield Derby Summer. Hey, I don't know what that is. And the Silverama Region 14 Arabian Championship. Now, next week, Robert Murphy Hunter Jumper Show starts Thursday. That's the 4th. It runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Friday starts the Mid-America Miniature Horse Club Mini Julep Cup. Now, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's those little mini horses. They're so sweet. Robert Murphy runs the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Champagne Run, which is a really nice horse show, starts the 12th and goes through the 14th. Now, the Horse Parks Cross Country Schooling Day, which means you can go out there and ride all over the horse park. I think it's $30. I can't remember. It's nominal. That is Sunday, July the 7th. That's worth going out there for. I've done that before. It's a good time. Scenes of Darley Petcetera. people that do, Woodford Humane Society, do a wonderful job with names. Anyway, Thursday, June the 27th, 6 to 8, is an art auction at Healy Whitley Museum on the Old Frankfort Pike. You can bid early through July 22nd. This is really got local artists that go out to Darley and paint scenes, and it's really, really nice. So that's another good one. The Golf Scramble is Monday, July 1st at the University Club. This is Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club Golf Scramble. It's a lot of fun. It's still not too late. 753-5715. You know what? I passed over something. I did that earlier. Okay, a horsemanship clinic taught by George Smock, assisted by Joyce Brinsfield. That's today. Down at Joyce Valley High Show Stable. Oops, I'm here. I missed it. But there's an afternoon session. Learn techniques to help you while mounted. $75 a session, and you can audit for $15 per session. Let's see. I mentioned the farm managers that. Let's see. What's June 29th is over. Don't forget my friends at Computer Clinic out in Hamburg in the Myers store. It's 263-7374. They're reasonable. They do a great job. They teach you, so you can't lose. That's Lexington Computer Clinic. Summer Bird Dressage Nights at Masterson Station Park. The next one is July the 3rd, then the 10th. These are Wednesdays, all through July, all through the summer. Oh, here's one I want to mention, too. Antebellum Combined Test and Dressage Show is July 7th. Same day as Kentucky cross-country schooling at the horse park. That's too bad. Anyway, now you know what's coming. Remember to donate to Hats Off Day. Drop them off at Rood and Riddle, Haggard's, Woodford Equine Clinic, or any thoroughbred farm managers meeting. The deadline is Tuesday, July 23rd. Wonder when the next farm managers is. I didn't get that. Tonight's the end of the Thoroughbred Farm Soccer Tournament out at Dixiana. They're going to have food. And we're out here at the training center, of course. It's got a beautiful building over there, great facility. They will help you set up your wedding or whatever, your divorce celebration, whatever it is. And give them a call, 293-1853. Yes, Miss Ann, who she should tell you about, and she'll do that very thing.
Thank you, dear. Well, June 21 in Belmont, Jake's Magic had a 2-year-old from the second crop by Tis Wonderful, impressively won his first start by 2 1/4 lengths in a maiden special. Just days before Ride the World, another 2-year-old from the second crop by Tis Wonderful won a maiden special at Woodbine in his career debut. At about the same time, My Happy Face, one of 4 stakes winners from the first crop by Tis Wonderful, won the Lotka Stakes at Belmont in her second start of the year. Last year, she won the Grade 3 Tempted at Aqueduct and was second by head in the Grade 1 Frisette. And she ran second in the Grade 2 Forward Gal in her first start of 2013. My Happy Face is one of 34 winners from the first crop by Tis Wonderful. And the impressive debuts of 2-year-olds Jake's Magic Hat and Ride the World serves as a reminder that you're going to expect a whole lot more run by the Tis Wonderfuls this year. There are 4 Tis Wonderful yearlings, 2 colts, 2 fillies in the upcoming sale at Fazy Tipped in Kentucky. Take a good look at them. And, of course, you're always welcome to inspect the stallions at Spencery Farm. Just call Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker. Number over there is 859-294-0030. See the website, SpendthriftFarm.com. All right. Well, we're talking about putting 128 pounds on Wise Dan today, being a whole lot of weight. And Mr. Joe Palmer wrote about one of the all-time great handicappers once putting weights on horses. That would be John B. Campbell. I'll read a little bit. I may not have time to finish this old story, but anyway, it's on handicapping trainers. And there's several ways of putting a column together, writes Joe Palmer. One of them is to work. This is generally frowned on in the profession. Another is to sit opposite John B. Campbell, the steward at Hialeah and the racing secretary for the New York tracks, and spoil his lunch. This is five times better business. He is not a man in inordinate need of nutrition, so virtues serve both ways. It was suggested that he once worked with a man named McGinn. Edward W. McGinn, said Mr. Campbell, checking the fervor of his attack on an omelet, the smartest man I ever knew. He could handicap horses all right, but he could handicap trainers even better. With a given trainer in a given situation, nine times out of ten, McGinn knew what he could do better than the trainer did. Mr. Campbell is generally accounted the leading racing secretary and handicapper of his time. He is a robust man and very strong. In 1949, he was able to lift 138 pounds and put it on Coaltown for the Suburban Handicap, when no other handicapper was able to handle much more than 130. This resulted in a standoff. Narragansett Park got the gate attraction, and Coaltown got a holler victory. Mr. Campbell got a keenly contested Suburban without Coaltown and was able to look at himself quite calmly while shaving. So particulars on this McGinn were requested. The following details were delivered from the considerable archives of Mr. Campbell's memory. McGinn was a racing secretary of the old days when a handicapper had to be a bit wary lest a trainer hold a horse a couple of times to get a lightweight and a handicap. He grew up in Cincinnati and went to St. Francis Xavier College with the intention of becoming a Jesuit priest. Somewhere along the line, he decided he had no vocation, so he gave up and moved west. There he fell in with Joseph Martin, whose father was president of the then flourishing St. Louis Fairgrounds and of the Western Turf Congress. The elder Martin, not choosing a racetrack career for his son, had thoughtfully had him ruled off all the tracks under his jurisdiction. But this scarcely drove Joe Martin and Ed McGinn across the river to the Sellers Adler tracks, which were then holding racing under electric lights. If you have the thought that night racing's new, get rid of it. Eventually, McGinn became handicapper for a whole series of tracks in Canada, Missouri, Kentucky, Arkansas, and elsewhere. And he became one of the best. That man can ride races nobody can win, a trainer once said of him at Hot Springs. Once at Latonia, narrated Mr. Campbell, there was a man with a horse named Solar Star. Ed put 126 pounds on him in a handicap, and he ran out of the money. The next handicap, he had 126 pounds again, and he got beat again. That went on through the meeting, with the trainer crying, but the 126 pounds going on Solar Star every time. Finally, they came down to the last handicap of the meeting. Well, it was the last chance, and here came Solar Star, winning by 4 lengths under 126 pounds. McGinn had made him try. McGinn, who used to while away his spare time reading The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, apparently cherished few illusions, possibly reading about the Romans removed them. Once he had a handicap to get out, and five of the six of the horses which were to run in it were in a race on the day the weights were to be issued. A friend came around looking for a tip. Well, he says, I'm not sure who's going to win it, McGinn told him, but one thing's for sure, don't bet on any of the horses that are to be weighted in this handicap. Among other things, he put the celebrated A.B. Deed in business, A.B. Dade, as a starter. Dade had left the tracks and was working in a dry goods store. Something happened to the starter at McGinn's track, and he went after Dade. I don't see what you want with me, Dade told him. You know perfectly well I don't know anything about starting horses. That doesn't make any difference, McGinn answered. You look like a starter. Dave gave it a try and became one of the most celebrated starters of his time. That was Joe Palmer. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center since last week's show, there have been eight of them, trained by Matt Frazier, a quarter horse. Paul Garcia, Jim Rankin, Alberta Davis, Wayne Mogie, Scooter Hughes, Tanya Bomidas, and Tanya Bomidas again. Tanya had a winner Thursday at Churchill Downs, Trenton Street, won up there. First race, I believe it was. And then last night at Indiana Downs, she won with Pure Sovereignty. And Tanya is, of course, one of our good trainers out here at the Thoroughbred. Wins her share, that's for sure. Well, thank everybody for listening, both of you. And
Me too.
Yeah, you weren't listening. You were reading that magazine.
I know, it's great. It's the old Friends magazine put out by the Daily Racing Form.
And sooner or later, this will go up on the website. I don't think last week's is up.
I'm going to tie my...
Last week's isn't up yet.
I know. I'm going to tie my feet to the floor this afternoon. If you don't make me go out and fix fences, I'll do it.
Well, we got to fix the fence, obviously. Okay.
It's up second plank of... Four.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, it's Ursula Ellis Horsetales.com. Anyway, thanks for listening again. And we'll thank you, Mary Jane, down at the studio, and Rusty Dukes, my good friend, right here in Clocker Stand. And we'll talk to you next week.
Till we meet.